Welcome to Counting Sheep Podcast. Today, we present a unique tale created with the Counting Sheep app, where your stories come to life with just a few taps. Find Counting Sheep on the iPhone App Store and start your own storytelling journey. Unlock your creativity and let the storytelling begin.
Virtual Dominion. Chapter 1. The Digital Discovery. Nyx adjusted her hood, pulling it lower over her eyes as she slipped through the teeming throngs of Megalopolis. Neon signs blazed overhead, casting garish reflections off high-rise windows. The streets bustled with people, each engrossed in their own augmented reality displays. The occasional hum of autonomous drones delivering packages melded into the din of the city, but Nyx had no use for distractions. She was on a mission. Her destination was an inconspicuous coffee shop tucked between two towering buildings. Inside, Nyx sat in a secluded booth at the back, flipping open her portable rig. She connected to the local network, her fingers already dancing over the keys. A few minutes later, she was in. Nyx's eyes flickered as green code scrolled across her lens. Hacking was a lot like high-stakes poker. You had to play your cards right and keep a steady hand. Tonight's target was Cypher Dynamics, a tech behemoth with more encryption layers than an onion. Nyx stopped to gulp down the bitter coffee. She could almost hear Valen's voice in her head. "Stay sharp, girl. They'll eat you alive if you mess up." She scanned through the digital labyrinth, bypassing firewalls and sidestepping cybersecurity traps. The deeper she went, the more unusual the data became. She decrypted a particularly stubborn file labeled Neurocontrol. Her eyebrows knitted together as she examined the code. It wasn't just your run-of-the-mill corporate drivel. It was something far more insidious. Just then, her terminal let out an urgent beep. Her last bypass had tripped an alarm. She had only seconds before Cypher Dynamics security honed in on her. She quickly downloaded the file and initiated her exit protocol. As her screen confirmed a clean disconnection, Nyx allowed herself a smirk. Slipping out of the coffee shop, she melted back into the throng, her pace brisk but measured. She needed to get to her underground hideout to properly analyze what she had lifted. The back alleys of Megalopolis were deserted, the neon glow making eerie patterns on the grimy walls. Once inside her hideout, Nyx locked the heavy door behind her. Old analog locks. Sometimes the old ways were the best ways. She booted up her offline rig to avoid any more prying eyes. The file she had snagged was resistant but finally opened under her deft touch. The contents made her eyes widen. Extensive plans for augmented reality implants targeting neural activities, inducing perceptions, manipulating emotions, and even overriding free will. She scrubbed her hands over her face and muttered, "What the hell have I gotten into?" There was only one person who could help her untangle this mess. Valen's place was a cluttered apartment that doubled as his workshop. An eclectic array of gadgets and half-completed inventions piled around the room like a geek's fortress. Valen himself was hunched over a soldering iron, pausing when Nyx walked in. "Nyx, to what do I owe this dubious pleasure?" he asked, putting aside his work. Nyx tossed a data chip onto his cluttered desk. "I need you to see this." Valen inserted the chip, his eyes narrowing as he perused the contents. Nyx watched his face turn from curiosity to concern, and finally, anger. "You know what this means, right?" he said, looking up. Nyx nodded. "Total control. They're not just making a better AR. They're making obedient users. Soldiers, citizens, slaves. Take your pick." Valen's fingers drummed on the tabletop. "This is dangerous. We're talking about psychological warfare on a societal level." "Can you help me?" Nyx asked, though she already knew the answer. "You know I will," Valen affirmed. "But we've got to tread carefully. We might as well be skating on thin ice over a pit of lava." The next day, Nyx and Valen attended a public demonstration at the city's central plaza. Cairo, one of Cypher Dynamics' top executives, stood on a stage before a massive crowd. He presented the implants with electrifying enthusiasm, extolling their potential to enhance daily life, immersive experiences, seamless communication, and unparalleled convenience. Nyx's jaw tightened. The crowd applauded. People were practically salivating at the promise of a perfect augmented world. If only they knew how deeply their minds could be manipulated. "Look at them," Valen murmured. "Rats in a maze, eager for the cheese." Nyx shot him a meaningful glance. "That's why we have to stop them." As the demonstration wrapped up, Nyx's resolve had solidified. The next steps were clear. Dig deeper into Cypher Dynamics, find out who was pulling the strings, and most crucially, expose the truth before it was too late. They returned to their hideout, the adrenaline still coursing through their veins. Nix looked at Valen. "We start tonight. This thing needs to be shut down," Nix sighed. "I know just the person, a journalist named Leah. She's got the guts to run with this." Chapter 2, Beneath the Surface. Nix skulked through the neon-drenched alleyways of Megalopolis, her senses on high alert for any pursuers. Beside her, Valen kept a brisk pace, his eyes darting around nervously. They had to meet Leah, the journalist who had a reputation for digging up the truth, no matter how well it was buried. "We can't let them get ahead of us," Valen muttered, glancing at the holomap projected on his wristband. "Leah's usually here at this hour." Nix nodded, her mind racing with the enormity of what they were planning to do. Bringing down a corporation like Cypher Dynamics wasn't just risky, it was practically suicidal. But they had no other choice. They finally spotted Leah at a corner cafe, typing furiously on her portable terminal. She looked up, her eyes narrowing as she sized them up. "Nix, Valen," she greeted coolly, nodding to the empty seat across from her. "You've got 5 minutes. Impress me." Nix wasted no time, activating her neural link to transfer the decrypted data file to Leah's terminal. As Leah examined the file, her skeptical expression morphed into one of disquiet. This is insane," Leah breathed, her eyes wide. "Neurological control through AR implants? If this gets out, it could topple the whole system." "It has to get out," Nix replied, her voice steely. "We're talking about the subjugation of human will. Imagine what happens when these implants go live on a global scale." Leah leaned back, closing her eyes for a moment. The gravity of the situation was sinking in. Finally, she nodded. "All right, I'm in. But we'll need more concrete evidence, first-hand accounts, internal emails, something that can land a solid blow in the media." Valen smirked. "That's where Ren comes in. He's an insider at Cypher Dynamics who might be able to give us exactly what we need." The trio set off to find Ren, moving through the labyrinthine streets of Megalopolis's underbelly. They finally reached a dingy basement lit by flickering neon signs where Ren had taken refuge. "Who's there?" Ren called out, a tremor in his voice. "It's Nix and Valen. Leah's with us," Nix replied softly. "We need your help, Ren." Ren appeared from the shadows, a gaunt figure with hollow eyes. He nodded curtly and invited them in. With the door closed, he began to spill the details of Cypher Dynamics' secret experiments, everything from the neurological studies to the current progress of the implants. "The neural feedback loop is the key," Ren explained, his fingers shaking as he handed over additional encrypted files. "Once completed, it allows the implant to influence emotional states directly. The control will be nearly undetectable." Nix glanced at Valen. "We need to get this to the public, but first, those files need decrypting." Leah jumped in. "There's a tech set up in my office that can handle this. Let's move." They left Ren's sanctuary, navigating back to the surface. The air felt heavy with the weight of their mission. They reached Leah's office, temporarily secure under the radar, and started decrypting the files. Hours passed as lines of code unraveled and horrific details emerged. Leah's eyes widened as she read through intercepted internal communications. "This is the smoking gun we needed." As they celebrated the breakthrough, a sudden alarm sounded. The building's security system was compromised. Cypher Dynamics had found them. Panicking, the trio scrambled to secure the files. "Take the data chip," Leah hurriedly handed the storages to Nix. "You two get out of here. I'll buy you some time." Nix hesitated. "No, we're not leaving you behind." "Go." Leah's voice was resolute. "There's no time." Valen grabbed Nix's arm, pulling her towards the exit. "We'll come back for her," he promised as they fled through a backdoor alley. The next hours were a blur of navigating through tight corridors and dodging surveillance drones. Exhausted but determined, they paused in an empty transport hub to catch their breath. "She's right, you know," Valen said, breathing heavily. "We need to get this information out, no matter what it takes." Nix nodded, her resolve hardening. "We don't have a choice," she agreed. "Tomorrow we expose Cypher Dynamics, and we rescue Ren." As the night deepened, the city around them pulsed with the artificial glow of endless neon lights. The battle was far from over, but they were ready for what came next. Only one thing mattered now, stopping Cypher Dynamics and freeing their captive ally. The future of free will itself was at stake. Chapter 3, The Final Confrontation. Nix crouched in the narrow alley, her eyes scanning the horizon of neon lights flickering above Megalofutura's corporate district. She could see the tall spires of Cypher Dynamics looming ominously. Beside her, Valen adjusted the holographic grid overlay on his wrist pad, casting an ethereal light that played around their shadows. "We're going in through the maintenance tunnel," Valen whispered, his voice barely audible over the hum of distant generators. "Ren's signal is weak, but I've tracked it to Sector B-12. Nix nodded, the icy resolve in her eyes mirroring her pounding heart. "We save Ren, we shut them down. No room for error." They slipped into the tunnel, the metallic clang of their footsteps echoing softly in the deserted space. Pushing deeper, they maneuvered through a labyrinth of pipes and cables, leading them closer to Ren's beacon. Each step heightened the tension, as the weight of their mission pressed heavily against their minds. Minutes later, they emerged in a dimly lit storage room filled with old VR units and defunct machinery. Valen signaled to Nix, pointing to a vent duct overhead. "Last intel we had said this leads directly into Sector B-12, he whispered. With minimal effort, Nix pried open the vent and hoisted herself up, followed closely by Valen. They crawled through dark, claustrophobic passages until they reached a grate overlooking a sterile white room. Below, Ren lay strapped to a table, a gaunt figure in the corner typing furiously on a hollow keyboard. "I'll take out the guard," Nix whispered, pulling a small dart gun from her belt. "You get Ren." Before Valen could respond, Nix fired at the man below, striking him in the neck. The guard's eyes widened in surprise before his body crumpled to the floor. Valen dropped down and hurried to Ren's side, working swiftly to undo the restraints. "Ren, you with us?" Valen murmured as Ren's eyes flickered open. "H had a feeling you'd come," Ren stammered, his voice weak but filled with gratitude. They helped Ren stumble to his feet, and Nix tossed him a small energy bar. "Eat it, we still need you alert." Ren quickly complied, and within moments, his color improved, and he stood more steadily. "We have to get to the server core. That's where the neural net's control point is. If we can download the anti-code I've developed, we can bring their whole system crashing down." Navigating through a maze of corridors, the trio finally reached a secured door marked server core. Nix hacked the access panel quickly, and they slipped inside, finding themselves in a cavernous room filled with glowing servers pulsing with raw data. Suddenly, alarms blared, and overhead, red lights flashed ominously. The doors sealed shut behind them, and from the far side of the room, Cairo emerged, flanked by armed guards. He wore a smug smile that made Nix's blood boil. "Did you really think you could waltz in here and disrupt our operations?" Cairo's voice was cold, calculated. "All the work we've done, the future we've envisioned, it won't be undone by a handful of malcontents." Nix stepped forward, her voice cutting through the tension. "The future you envision is one of oppression and control. We won't let that happen." Cairo laughed. "You still don't get it, do you? This isn't just about control. It's about evolution. We're giving humanity a new direction." Valen, taking advantage of Cairo's distraction, subtly positioned himself near a central terminal. Nix caught his movement from the corner of her eye and knew their moment was close. With a nod from Valen, she engaged Cairo directly, challenging him to his face. "You talk about evolution while shackling minds. There's nothing advanced about that," Nix said with venom. In that split second, Valen initiated the upload of Ren's anti-code. Warning signals erupted throughout the room as the server core began destabilizing. "No," Cairo screamed, realizing what was happening. He lunged at Valen, but Nix intercepted, delivering a swift martial strike that sent Cairo sprawling. The guards opened fire, but Ren, still lucid and quick on his feet, activated a defensive perimeter using a terminal nearby, deflecting their shots. Despite the chaos, the upload continued, the core's hum growing louder as it fought against the incoming anti-code. In a final desperate move, Cairo pulled a concealed weapon and aimed directly at Nix. But before he could fire, Valen tackled him, sending the weapon skidding across the floor. Cairo's final cry of fury was drowned out by a deafening roar as the anti-code completed its work, causing the core's systems to overload and implode. With a final surge of sparks and energy, the control system collapsed, the alarms fell silent, and the dim red lighting returned to a neutral white. They had done it. The threat was neutralized. Exhausted but resolute, Nix, Valen, and Ren stood together in the aftermath. "It's over," Ren said, his voice full of relief and disbelief. "No," Nix corrected, looking out towards the flickering remnants of the server's data streams. "It's just the beginning, but we've given the future a chance to fight back." As they exited the core room back into the endless possibilities of Megalo Futura, Nix couldn't help but feel that their battle had indeed changed the trajectory of human evolution, not through control, but through freedom. The end.
As we wrap up this episode, we hope you enjoyed the captivating story brought to you by the Counting Sheep app. The power to create your own narratives is now at your fingertips, and you can explore endless possibilities with Counting Sheep, available on the iPhone App Store. Whether you're a seasoned storyteller or just starting your creative journey, this app offers a unique and engaging experience. Thank you for joining us, and don't forget to check out Counting Sheep to unleash your imagination. Until next time, happy storytelling.